Hey, this is Jay Young with King Operating. Have you ever considered paying less money in taxes? Would you like to do what the wealthy do and invest in oil and gas? Go on our website, kingoperating.com, and get my book about our model, ADD, Acquire, Develop, and Divest, or call our number 214-420-3000 to talk to somebody today about investing in oil and gas and saving money on your taxes.
The Jay Young Show is a weekly podcast featuring insightful discussions with anyone from big business CEOs, celebrities, to military heroes. Each interview is a personal conversation about business, life, and anything in between. And now, your host, Jay Young.
Hey, everybody. It is back to Jay Young, the Jay Young Show. Today, we've got a great guest, and we're going to talk today about what's going on in the marketplace, and how do investors, how do real estate people get the exposure they need? We've got today, we got Jeff Johnson. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, sir?
Hey, excellent.
Good.
Great to see you today, Jay.
Well, it's good to see you, too. It's been a while. I mean, you know, with all this pandemic and all the things
yes.
that are going on, it's been a while since I've seen you, but it's always good to see you. And, of course, I hear your voice. I'm like, oh, yeah, I recognize that voice.
Right. We'll be seeing each other soon.
Absolutely. Get through this. We're on the other side of this deal, man. We're right there. You know, as this pandemic started, you know, people just did not gather in large settings. And that's what Jeff's business is. I mean, man, you're all about the last show that I went to was, I believe, in Chicago. And I mean, I could not believe all the people that were there.
Right.
You know, so let's go back a little bit, because I want to kind of give everybody a background of who you are and what you stand for, what you've done. But so you're the CEO of RE Journal. So tell us a little bit about your business and how you built your business.
Well, thanks, Jay, and thanks for having me on your show here today. It's a pleasure to be here today with you. So RE Journals is a publishing and full service commercial real estate information, continuing ed, education company, and as well as networking companies. So if I turn back the clock back into the early 90s, we were traditionally just a straightforward traditional publishing company. We published a variety of commercial real estate trade journals. All of our commercial real estate trade journals are all focused on individual markets. So we weren't publishing a national commercial real estate trade journal. So if you're based in Chicago, we own and publish a trade journal called Illinois Real Estate Journal. If you're based up in Minnesota, we own a trade journal called Minnesota Real Estate Journal. If you're based down in Texas, we own a product called Red News. Also in Chicago, we have a trade journal because the industrial market is such a large market called Chicago Industrial Properties Publication. And then we have a regional publication called Midwest Real Estate News. All of these publications have become a fabric of their local commercial real estate community, the voice for their local commercial real estate community, for providing up-to-date local commercial real estate news and information.
Okay. So it's all publication, or
yes.
It all started in print.
Yes, that's what we were. If you turn back the clock, our company was founded in 1985. And so we're coming up on, you know, being a 40-year-old company, you know, 35-year-old company right now. And so very well respected in the marketplace, amongst developers, amongst commercial real estate developers, owners, investors, property managers, brokers, architects, engineers, real estate attorneys, you name it, the full gamut. So back when we turned the clock back, you know, 35, 40 years ago, we were just providing that commercial real estate news and information. And below, remember, this was before we had the internet back then. There was no websites or anything to get this. As everybody used to get a physical newspaper. And So I always tell people we are a community-based newspaper. So that means our job isn't like the Wall Street Journal and the New York Times and trying to break a story and having maybe the information being inaccurate. Ours is actually to provide in-depth understanding of how that deal was done. So if the Sears Tower was sold in downtown Chicago, is maybe the Chicago Tribune might beat us to the punch and say Sears Chicago was just sold, you know, 10 minutes ago or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. We might actually get behind the deal and underneath the deal is how was this deal put together? What were the cap rates on this deal? Why the Sears Tower? Were there investors involved with the deal? Why did the previous buyers, owners sell? And why did this next group want to buy this asset? So we kind of get into the background of all these deals and stuff. So that's kind of traditionally what our company was based off of, was a news and information company.
Well, that's great. And I'll tell you what, when you're talking about, you know, that's one reason why I like what you do is because, you know, I want to know what it is. I mean, how did people make money? How did you put the deal together?
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you're getting out of school and let's say you're deciding what I want to do for a living, and then all of a sudden you go to work for somebody and then you talk about these deals, man, that's, you know, getting deals done is how you make money and how you can build wealth. And if you don't know how to do it, you know, wow. I mean, it's not good. So this is a great learning experience for not only, you know, the people, you know, around you, but also other people in the world that can read your publications.
Right, right, right. So they can, yeah, like you said, they can understand how that deal was structured.
Oh, I love that.
Who are the people that brought these deals together from the banker to the attorney to the
broker? How much equity was needed? What they have to do to go get the equity? How much debt was having to put? You know, the whole that's great.
Yeah, right, right.
I really like
that a lot. So then, as we kind of turn back the clock, Jabe, I always tell people it was about 1998 or so. I just saw a kind of a need in the marketplace that people were they wanted more than just that news story and that information, that article from them. They wanted more, you know, from the, I call it from the horse's mouth standpoint. And i.e. that's where I came up with the idea to start hosting these conferences and commercial real estate events for commercial real estate professionals. As I was talking to friends and colleagues from the commercial real estate industry, they'd say, "Oh, Jeff, I'm really into medical properties. You know, I had to jump on an airplane. I'm not really excited to go down to, you know, it's great and everything to go down to Orlando, but it takes up so much time and energy and takes, you know, and it costs a lot of money and stuff to make a commitment to doing that." So I said, "Well, what if I could actually bring the information to you versus you and go and get that information?" So that was the plan and the brainchild kind of behind doing these conferences. So then I started bringing in and organizing events where I brought in various experts in, like I said, say it's medical office buildings or medical properties, is I would bring in the top developers, maybe the top financiers, the top attorneys, the top architects, general contractors, people that got to structure deals and put deals together. And then when people were interested in doing deals, they could really understand that medical property industry and they didn't have to jump in an airplane and fly halfway across the country. They'd learn about it. They can just take a 15-minute drive down the road or a 30-minute drive down the road and go to a four-hour event and pay a nominal fee to go learn as much as they could learn from jumping an airplane and flying halfway across the country.
Wow, that's awesome. That's awesome. So what has been some setbacks? Let's not get into the pandemic yet. We'll get there in a minute, but what has been some of the setbacks, or why did it not grow as fast as you wanted it to, or did it grow faster than you wanted it to, or kind of take us through the last 10 years or so of the growth?
Well, so when I, you know, to be honest, when we first started out, when we first did our first show, we didn't know what we were doing. I mean, we had to kind of teach ourselves. Yeah. And then when we had one good event, we're like, oh, that was kind of, I just like, oh, that was kind of beginner's luck. We kind of got lucky on that one. And we still don't really know what we're doing. So then we had to kind of build the whole systems and figure the business out. And that took a period of time. And then it took trust within the commercial real estate in each community that we were in, whether we were in Minneapolis, whether we were in Chicago, whether we were in Columbus, Ohio, whatever market that we were doing in, that individual market had to trust us that we were going to be providing good content to them. And then number two, that we weren't out there trying to sell them anything. That we were just in the information business. So so one of the things that we started, we realized that a lot of these commercial real estate professionals needed is they needed a spot that they can go get their real estate continuing ed. Because the only places they could go to was organizations that just talked about buying and selling houses. Well, if you're an industrial real estate broker, how interested are you to hear about buying and selling houses on your day-to-day basis? Probably not much too interested, right? Mm. So we're like, well, what if we were able to figure out how to offer some continuing ed to these commercial real estate professionals? So then we've kind of figured that out. And then each state kind of offered a different, I call it a kind of a Rubik's Cube, because every state is different, because continuing ed isn't governed nationally, it's governed by states.
Right. Wow, that's great. So because you bring together, I mean, when you do one of these conferences now, I mean, it is, you saw everybody from the people that helped put the AC in or the to the buyers, I mean, the big buyers. I mean, it's just a big, and the panel that I was on in Chicago was a great panel of people that big banks, big you know, equity position holder. I mean, it's really big. Where do you see the business? Okay, so get into the pandemic a little bit, and let's. I know that it has been bad for everybody. I mean, except for Amazon. I think Amazon is really
right.
Apple, Amazon. You know, some of the social media platforms have just skyrocketed. But people like us in our business, So where do you see the business picking up today, and where do you see it going into this year and into 2021?
Well, so what's great about the commercial real estate industry is the ultimate industry, the ultimate networking industry, and the best industry to be in. I really do believe that. So if you're young and if you're just coming out of college, there's no better career than to be in commercial real estate. Because there's constantly transactions being had. And if you like the excitement of doing transactions, people are always constantly buying or selling, whether it's in a up market or in a down market, whatever it might be. I remember in this business, just after 9/11 and in 08, how things just kind of changed. And the world constantly changes, but there seems to always be opportunity for people in and around the commercial real estate space, whether you are an investor or you're a developer or an owner or a broker. There's ways to, you can grow your business during these times and stuff. So I think it's an exciting time for the industry because things have changed a lot. You talked about Amazon. We just did an industrial real estate webinar this morning, actually right before I got in this webinar or podcast with you, Jay. It was a Dallas industrial real estate webinar. We had over 250 industrial professionals just in Dallas-Fort Worth area that were on this webinar talking about industrial real estate. I mean, you talk about a commercial real estate sector that used to be like, I don't want to be in the industrial real estate. It's not really as sexy as doing malls and office buildings and apartment buildings. Right. But guess what the sexiest product right now in commercial real estate is?
What? Right.
Industrial. Yeah.
Well, and that's all because of warehousing and because people don't want to pay the big dollars for the malls or whatever. And I know that Simon Properties had talked about a big deal with going into the malls and saying, hey, we own all these malls. And at one time they were probably kind of pissed at Amazon because Amazon was driving all these retailers. And now Simon's going, okay, well, Mr. Amazon, come on in and let's talk. Right. And maybe you can lease some of our space.
Right. And I don't know if you saw that, you know, Best Buy just came out, what was that, about a week or two ago, saying that they're turning, I don't know, it was like a couple hundred of their stores just into fulfillment centers. I mean, that's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
It really is. I mean, it's a new wave. It's a new era. It's a new, you got to do whatever it takes to survive in this business. And you got to make sure that you're right on top of it. And you got to make sure you got to make moves.
Yeah, right, right. Yeah, you know? Right here in our backyard in Minneapolis, the Mall of America, they haven't made their loan payment for the last, what is it, 4 months or so, 4 or 5 months? Yeah. And there is talk about what's going to happen. You know, are they going to have to go into forbearance? Are they going to have to get a special servicer involved? I mean, this is the biggest mall in the country, you know, or if not the biggest, one of the top two type of thing.
Yeah. It's huge. And you're right. But that's true. There's so many different people right now that don't go to the mall. I mean, I went to the mall the other day, went to a restaurant outside. There was two people in the restaurant at lunch. You know, I mean, it's one of the most popular ever. And just people aren't going to retail. I mean, I don't know what, man, I don't know where this other side is for retail, but I'll tell you what, people are finding different ways to shop.
Right.
And of course, you know, you don't want to do the insanity where, you know, you're doing the same thing over and over and over again and you're losing money doing the same thing over and over again. You don't want to do that forever.
Right.
You know, you want to change, and that's what people have to do in this market today is they have to decide.
Right.
And that's why I'm really, I don't know if I'm skeptical or worried about commercial real estate, but it's like, you know, our lease is up at the end of this year. And I'm like, and I'm sure there's tons of people out there that love to have me in their spot. You know, because, you know, office space is going to be, you know, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people looking for office space, but a lot of people too are going to say, you know what, that 20,000 or 30,000 square feet that I needed, I don't think I need that.
Right. I think that's pretty common across the board right now. That's what I'm hearing from the brokers in the marketplace is that these, you know, they know they're going to have an office, you know, the bigger companies and stuff, they know they're going to have an office, but their footprint is going to be changing, you know? So before the pandemic, people were talking about, oh, we're going to have all these cool common areas. And then people are going to have sleeping pods in their offices and they're going to have all these other things. Well, now, if you fast forward here 6 months or 8 months, however long this has been, you know, is there going to be a need for all this common area? Are you going to want to walk downtown, whatever downtown you are, and go up 50 stories? Or are you going to want to go out in the suburbs and be in some office flex space where you can just drive into your own parking lot there and then you can pull into your stall and you walk in and it's a single story building. You have your own restroom, you have your own space and you have your own privacy. So, you know, I think that's a big trend that's going to be happening.
I agree. I definitely agree. Yeah. And there's a lot of people that have a lot more weight or a lot better opinion than I do. But from the people that I'm talking to, the things that I'm reading right now, it is, I mean, you're talking about, I don't think that it is, you know, we're not going to have an office.
Right.
But I think that people like us have looked at, you know, when we thought about having 15,000 square feet, we may only need 10,000 square feet because there's going to be half of us that can come and go and maybe they work, you know, a couple days a week here.
Right.
You still need that interaction. They don't work from home forever. I mean, our people.
Right. So maybe now you got to talk about, here's the opportunity in commercial real estate. Say that the office market shrinks by, let's just call it 25%. Well, there's still these buildings. So now there's now it becomes the exciting thing where I talk about the need for information and dialogue and stuff. you got to repurpose that space, right? And you got to reuse it because these owners are going to be expecting a return. They're in, and their investors are going to be expecting a return and a yield on their investment. So they're going to be they're going to be like, oh, what else can I do with my office space? Can I maybe turn the top couple floors into a condo? Can I put some other retail in there? Can I convert it to some, what else, what other uses can I make of this office building? Because we're not going to tear it down, you know?
Right, exactly. Yeah, too expensive to tear it down. So we are going to use it for different things. That's great. That's exactly right. You know, so I think that's a great analogy. Where do you see you guys? So now it's like you see the exposure of people not only getting together in person, but getting together online exposure wise. That's what I'm kind of thinking, man, for our business and for us. How can I get the most exposure possible?
Yeah.
Is that going to change? Because, you know, 3 years ago, I met you, I don't know how many years ago, but the first time that 10 years ago, whatever. But now I'm just thinking about, you know, if I wanted to know anything about you or your organization, I had to attend a conference.
Right,
and
right.
And it was a limited amount of time and a limited amount of people that I could go and meet.
Right, right.
How does that change your business or the pandemic and the online stuff? How does it change your business going forward?
Yeah. Great question. So, you know, obviously after we got through the, oh my God, what are we going to do in the month of March and April to, hey, we really had to figure this stuff out. And maybe we need to look at this as more of a, you know, I always hate to say a good thing, but maybe there's something good that can actually come out of this pandemic and decide, besides the struggles and stuff that we're dealing with, is it's forcing us to make these changes and looking at new technologies, new things that we can do to improve our business and to provide the information more and even more information than ever to the commercial real estate industry. We were scheduled to host about 120 live events for our company in 2020. Are we going to get to that number? Probably not, but we've started doing a lot of different webinars, and then we had a lot of people who were kind of getting webinared out. So then we started thinking, geez, you know, because there's still a group of people that still want to get together, and is how can we appease everybody, i.e., some people that want to get together, some people absolutely don't want to get together, and then some people are in the maybes group. So then we decided to start hosting some events. I call it kind of our hybrid model. So depending what state we're in and depending what their rules are in their states for the amount of people that are going to gather, like in my backyard in Minnesota here, we can host events up to 250 people. So I can have 250 people in a room as long as it's a large enough room so people are the 6 feet apart, right? And then I can also live stream the event for people watching from the comfort of their home. And I can provide those people from the comfort of their home some other services as well, too, in addition to some continuing education and some other things. So so those are the kind of the things and stuff that we're looking at. We're looking at how we can bring in speakers. So, Jay, instead of jumping in an airplane, if you wanted to be involved with the event in Chicago, instead of jumping on an airplane, we can live stream you into that event in Chicago, right? You can be on the big screen in Chicago in front of, say we're back to normal in a year from now. Maybe there's a 500 people in the room and you're being live streamed like you're there and you're talking to the moderator who's actually physically there and he or she is asking you questions like you're there and you're not there. You're actually in Dallas and you're communicating with the crowd and the speakers and the panelists and everything else. And then we're also streaming you from home. So some kind of cool technology stuff is coming down the road. We just launched yesterday, I call it the squawk box of commercial real estate, right? Is we're going to do every Monday a 30-minute podcast, Jay, a commercial real estate podcast, where we're going to, number one, go through some of the headlines of the week, talk about and then share with people some maybe analysts of where some of the publicly traded commercial real estate companies are right now. Then we'll have one guest, and then we'll end it with a little bit of light humor and stuff like that. So we're going to do a little podcast. You know, that's going to be our once a week program. So that's going to be every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and on our YouTube channel. And you can go to rejournals.com if you want to watch it. It's free of charge to watch, and it's kind of cool. The first one, we had a little technical glitch right away, but besides that, it went great. So, and you can check it out by going to rejournals.com and checking out our YouTube page, and just follow it and subscribe to it if you want, or you can save it and watch it later too.
Oh, wow. That's great. So the Squawk Box, I wrote that down. So
Squawk Box.
Squawk Box of real estate, man.
Of commercial real estate. Yeah.
Commercial real estate.
Yes.
I mean, I know, Jeff, man, that's one thing I like about you. It's always good talking to you because, man, you keep ideas fresh, and, man, you just keep – I think you guys up there, it's too cold. Well, no, there's really
– It is cold.
Now, but it's way too cold in the wintertime, so you have no idea. You have nothing else to do except sit in the house and think.
Exactly. You know, you got it right. You got it right.
It's cold to go outside. Man, I tell you what. But anyway, okay, so
– Yeah, but we had an awesome first guest. He was, I just told him he was going to be our guinea pig just in case anything went wrong. And he was well aware of that was our first episode. So he was thrilled, and it turned out really, really nicely.
So this already happened.
Yeah, it happened yesterday. Episode one.
Monday at 11 o'clock. You go on the RE Journals, or you can go on YouTube and punch in RE Journals.
Yep.
And I can subscribe to that right now.
Yes. Yes.
As we speak.
Yes.
I'll do it.
Free.
I'll do it.
Subscribe for free.
What else do you see? Is there anything else that you're seeing in the future of getting that exposure? I know I read a book one time, you know, President Trump was talking about, you know, he was called by a guy one time that said, "Hey, I want you to come speak to my audience." And Trump said, "Well, how many people are going to be there?" And he goes, 1,000. He goes, "Nope." He said, "You get 10,000 people and I'll come see you." You know, but I don't want to waste my time. I don't waste my time on 1,000 people.
Right.
You know, so is there a, because I think that the more exposure you're getting is the better for everybody, right?
And right,
you get that exposure.
Right, right.
You know, how do you increase that with your business? Is it social media? Is it, how are you increasing it, or how do you see yourself increasing it?
Well, you know, kind of going back to what we chatted about earlier, I really believe that, you know, when we dive down into a market, say a Chicago industrial market, and so we've hosted an annual Chicago industrial properties event every year for the last 18 years, right? And we always get about 300 people to attend. And, you know, maybe on a good year, it might be 350, bad year, it might be 250. Well, because everybody's jumping in their car and physically attending that event, right? Mm-hmm. So how do we get more exposure? We get more exposure by live streaming the event to people, by people.
How do you advertise that?
Yeah, you know, well, that's how we're going to advertise that to. So we have just over 100,000 people in our database that I call active users of RE Journals. That, i.e., those people are either subscribing to one of our trade journals, whether it's Red News or Midwest Real Estate News or Minnesota Real Estate Journal, or they physically are attending a live event, whether it's in Nashville or St. Louis or Chicago or Minneapolis, and they've attended an event recently in those cities, or they're emailing us and saying, "Jeff, please add us to your email newsletters that you send out on a weekly basis." And then we add them to our email newsletter. And then we can say, and so Jay, say if you're not interested at all in Chicago or whatever market, we make it really simple for people to subscribe to these things. Jay, you might just say, "Hey, I'm only interested in Dallas, Houston, Austin, San Antonio, and the only sectors I'm interested in are multifamily." Mm-hmm. And that's it. And then you say, "I don't want any news on office or industrial or retail or senior housing. All I want is just anything to do with multifamily in those four cities." And then those are the type of news stories that you're going to be getting in our feed when you subscribe to RE Journals. And those are going to be local news stories as well, too. They're not going to be they're not going to be a story about something going on in halfway across the country where you don't care about. It's going to be focused on that particular market, on maybe a story on the Austin multifamily market.
Okay. So it is just a matter of advertising, getting.
Yeah.
I mean, because everybody's into digital marketing now and social media and trying mm-hmm. to get their word out there to try to gather more people, but it just takes a lot more.
Right.
I guess it just takes a lot more exposure.
Yes.
To the people out there to make sure that they do. You know, you are gathering, because I know there's a lot. A year ago I never got anything about webinars. Every once in a while you'd see about a webinar. Right. And today I've probably gotten 5 emails since we've been sitting here, you know, inviting me to a webinar.
Yeah.
Everybody's there. So you got to have the best and greatest content.
Right. And the other thing, you know, Jay, is what I've always said is, you know, would you rather come and listen to a webinar or hear read a story or go to an event that's produced by a third party like RE Journals that's not invested in, say, maybe if a law firm hosts an event on real estate development or real estate law? Are they really just trying to get you to come to their firm and try to get you to change over to their real estate practice group versus your other existing law firm? Or if you come to our events, you know that you're going to get good content. It's not going to be, we really do a good job of policing people, so people aren't up selling their products and services. They're providing information and knowledge. So, and with kind of this third party endorsement.
Gotcha. Wow. Well, that's great. I'll tell you what, I don't know. I'm trying to think, is there anything else that you want to add? I mean, I joined yours. I'm subscribed to the RE Journals on YouTube, so I can go on and do that and to see the exposure, because you'll see things that you really never seen before just going on one of your webinars. I mean, there's so much diversity.
What I'd probably leave everyone with is if you're interested in commercial real estate, check out rejournals.com. It's tons of commercial real estate news and information. Like I said, you can filter it by the market. You can filter it by your vertical. Whatever you're most interested in, you can spend as much time as you want or as little time as you want on our website. If you're interested in getting even more in-depth information, go online and subscribe to one of our newsletters, and we'll push you out notifications and news to you, so you don't have to, in case you forget to go on something or if there's breaking news and information that's relevant to what you're interested in. If you are a real estate professional and interested in attending any of our events, you can subscribe. You can go online and say, hey, I'm interested in hearing about events in Columbus, Ohio or Cincinnati, Ohio. And you can specifically state those cities and states that you're most interested in. And we'll send you notifications when there's a event in that particular town or city that might be of interest for you to attend in person, to either learn about a topic of interest to you or to come and get real estate continuing ed.
That's great.
And also to network with people in person when we do that again, you know?
Absolutely. The hybrid part that you were talking about earlier.
Yes.
Which I think is great. I mean, it is all about exposure, and it's hard to put together projects, but man, the more exposure you have, the better.
Yep.
And I think this is really a great wake-up call, and it's people like you, Jeff, that entrepreneurs that you know, you own your own business and you're having to deal with the pandemic and the, just like we are, and having to deal with all the hard, you know, places that we have to, you know, we haven't made money in a long time, you know, on our business, but we're sticking with it. We know that, man, on the other side of this thing, it is going to be stronger than ever. And I believe, you know, it's people like you, Jeff, that have that exposure out there that learn a different trade, you know. Don't do insanity thinking it's going to do the same thing over and over again. It's not. Let's change up. And with that hybrid model and getting more exposure out there for more people, it's just better for you and your business.
Yeah. Thank you, Jay. Yeah, I tell my team, I'm like, we just had to grind through this year. We have to grind through it and see it to the other side. And maybe we learn a couple things along the way. And how can we improve our business? And I want to be sitting here in a year from now, Jay, and having a conversation, and our business is gangbusters right now because the pandemic's over. We have a cure for the vaccine and we're off and running, you know?
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'd like to ask you, what is success to you? What is it? So you're doing 120. Is that how you measure your business? 120 live shows or?
No. So here's how I kind of measure success. It is if we do a show, whether we do 10 shows a year or if we get to 500 shows a year, at the end of the day is if all we did at 10 shows and all 10 shows are incredible. I mean, what I mean by incredible is incredible content, incredible speakers, and an incredible experience for everybody that attends. That's our goal, is what we're trying to give people, is at the end of the day, is we want to give our attendees a great experience. We want to give the companies that sponsor our events a great experience. And that's ultimately what we're trying to do, is give those two people a great experience and help them make connections in the community, in their local community. And who knows, maybe we're that conduit for helping them do their next big transaction that they're doing, right? Because they met that person at an event, or maybe they learned something from somebody at an event, or maybe they talked to somebody at our event, or maybe they read something that we published online or one of our news releases or a webinar or whatever it is. That's where we want to get to. That's how we define success.
Gotcha. Yeah. And I'm sure you hear that a lot about in the past about, you know, well, we started here with one of your webinars or one of your, you know, news journals or one of the, because I mean, holding events is still great. It's kind of like going to church.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can sit at home in your pajamas and watch church, but
it's
not like going. It's so much better getting there, going and all that, which I know is kind of more difficult with some, but you know, today we need to talk about getting there. And if maybe you don't go to all the events, it'd be kind of hard to go to 120 events.
Right.
For Jeff Johnson a year. But and I'm sure you don't even go to all of them. That's
no.
That's in a month, and that's every 3 days. Bam, bam.
Right.
So, but going to some, but also staying connected. So you are connected to that potential contact that you're looking to do business with.
Right.
I think that's great.
Right. And I think too, you know, Jay, as I mentioned earlier, I just think this hybrid thing is gonna be a long term thing. You know, because people are, you know, Jay, what if you're what if you want to know what's going on in Dallas, like I said, and you happen to be up in Montana for a fishing trip or whatever it might be, and you're like, I really wanted to go to that event, and maybe you can just take 3 hours out of your fishing thing to go to that event, but still be in Montana. How awesome would that be? You know, then you get the best of both worlds, you know?
Absolutely. That's a great idea.
Yeah,
that's a great idea, Jeff. Well, so I mean, I'm so thankful that you're on the show. I'd love to have you back at some point.
Yeah.
I want to get an update on your thought process, because there's only so many great thinkers, and I think you're one of the best at thinking about how to get business, how to help people, and all. And I really do appreciate knowing you for that. And
thank you.
Yeah.
I have a great team that's provided me a ton of help to get through this, and I really believe without my team, I'd be back on start at square one again. So without my team that have been very creative, we're going to get through the backside of this thing, and we're going to be a bigger and better company, and ultimately a better company for the commercial real estate industry as well too.
I agree. I mean, anybody that can weather the storm here can get through this, can help and. Not blame all the pandemic. No. Don't look at all that stuff. Yeah, I know it's out there, but got to move forward. You know, and I think the people that finally just say, hey, you know what? I know it's out there, but I got to move forward. How do I make money and move forward? And I think that's something that you're best at. So I look forward to getting an update soon, Jeff.
Yeah, awesome. We'd love to do that.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Jay. Bye.
Hey, everybody. That was Jeff Johnson. Man, that was a great show. I love that show. That's really good. And I appreciate him being on. And I tell you what, be sure and subscribe to the RE Journals and learn more about Jeff Johnson, what he's doing, where he's going, because it's I guarantee you'll be right in front of everybody else in real estate. So, everybody, thank you very much for coming in today. We're going to have some great guests coming up. But go to the RE Journals and subscribe today. Thank you.